Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Tapped by Coors Light. Ducks fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
All I know is you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Friday. Thanks for being with us right here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We got a Sprague the Line coming up at 2:30. Already got some fake sponsors rolling into 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. So text your sponsors in. We'll lose some money or win some money coming up at 2:30. Talk some more about the Oregon and Oregon State games. Final thoughts on those as well. I do want to remind people quickly, though, before we get into our Pac-12 picks, which we do every Friday at 2, that we as a station, as in The Fan, Portland Sports Leader, we are posted up today at Power Kia from 4 to 6 p.m., and I believe if you go, you got a chance to meet Tubbs Ludwig.
There you go. Ooh. Tubbs McGee.
I think Tubbs.
Do I need to say hi to Tubbs as I'm driving south for Bi-Mark game of the week tonight?
You do. Tubbs Ludwig is going to be down there. Wave at him. So come by. You can enter to win tickets for the Ducks-Stanford game, which is tomorrow. You can spin the prize wheel for free Ducks swag. Not swag, but like gear.
No, not me.
No, you can't win swag. No. He's too expensive. And you can check out the new Kia Stinger sports sedan. Power Kia is in Salem on Market Street, just off I-5, exit 256. And after that, go check out the Bi-Mark game of the week. West Salem at home against Sheldon. Boom. How about that for a Friday?
Yeah.
Huh? How about those apples? And Sheldon's got that kid. He's going to Penn State.
Michael Johnson Jr. Yeah, he was out the first two games, came back last week. And then, of course, Justin Herbert's younger brother, Patrick, plays a tight end and defensive end.
That's right. I forgot about him.
So, yeah, a lot of talent. And then maybe the fastest kid in the state, Anthony Gould's a receiver for West Salem.
Oh.
Runner-up in the state 100 last year, a 10-6-100.
And he's going to Oregon State, right?
I believe so.
That's what people are saying.
Fly sweet, baby, let's go.
So no. Plus, you got the black turf at West Salem.
Right,
they have black turf.
Yeah, what's up with that? There you go. So Power Kia, check it out. 4 to 6. Tubbs Ludwig will be down there in Salem, and then go check out the game of the week. Boom goes the dynamite. Okay, let's get to our Pac-12 picks. We do these every single Friday at 2:00. Not a lot to pick this week. Last week, your winner of the week was one Jason Swigard. He went 9-2 in the 11 games.
Okay.
You and I, Sprague, went 8-3. Got us by a game, and I believe the game was Fresno State UCLA. I think we both took the fighting chips.
Oh, I did. I took the Bruins, yes.
We took the fighting chips, and we lost. He took Fresno State. So your season leaderboard is Sprague is 27-7, and myself in the producer chair is 26-8.
There we go.
So we're both one game behind you, 4 games to go. This week, I will start. I know the game is tonight, but I'm going to save that one for a second. I'm going to get the one I believe we're all going to pick in unison out of the way first. Tomorrow night game, Seattle, Washington, 7:30 on ESPN. Huskies hosting the Sun Devils.
You know, this will go into our parlay play that we'll give you a little bit later. I like Washington in this game. Give me the Huskies straight up, and that's what our Pac-12 picks are. There's something not clicking right now in Seattle. This is almost a 20-point spread. I'm going to have to believe it. I'm going to have to see it before I believe it to know that the Huskies are that far apart from ASU. I think they're a damn good football team and can still run the table in the conference, but I think it's a little bit closer. I'm going to take the Huskies, though. He's taking Washington.
Husky, sorry, emails going on back and forth to Eugene here. So.
Yeah, this is one. I was sniffing it last week when the spread came out. Ooh, that's a pretty big number. I don't trust Washington's offense. You know, I laid the wood last week with them at Utah because it was a smaller spread, and I don't.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
Thank you, and I don't trust Utah's offense. I do trust Arizona State's offense, although after the second half last week, maybe I shouldn't. But N'Keal Harry is still that good of a player. I just need to lob it up to him. He can. He's that good of an athlete. He'll put some points on the board for you. I see this game somewhere in the 35-20 kind of range. I think Arizona State can easily cover, but I don't give them a chance in hell and win in Seattle. So I too will take.
Not a chance in hell?
Not a chance in hell. I think that's pretty safe.
Browning goes out. You don't think?
Okay, well, injury. Yeah, sure, injury concerns, I guess. Yeah, but
football's weird, man.
All things football is football. All things considered equal, I will take the Huskies. Next one up, we'll go to the game tonight, shall we? 7:30 ESPN. We got Pac-12 After Dark back-to-back nights. I love it. Cougs 3-0 down on the road at USC. USC is anywhere from a 4 to 5 point favorite in this ball game.
I think USC is really freaking fired up to play this ball game. I shouldn't do this because it goes against every judgment I have. I'm gonna take the Cougars. I think Mike Leach is gonna have them ready as well. I know last year's game was kind of weird and that fumble happened. USC's offensive line was banged up. I think Mike Leach is going to have his team ready offensively, and I like what I'm seeing defensively, and they'll get quite the test tonight. But I will take Washington State to upset USC on the road.
Is that considered? I know they're the underdogs, no. So it is an upset technically, but yeah. Swigard, you going Wazoo or USC?
I think I'm going to take USC. I think there's too much on the line for all those Trojans. I think they know it. And much like the Oregon Ducks, where you like what you've seen, you're still just a little hesitant to put your stamp that Mike Leach has this group all dialed in and ready to roll.
Yeah, I too am going to go with USC in this game. But now, the gambling note, I hesitated on that one because their numbers against the spread the last 18 they're just terrible. And you should never bet on the Trojans at this point.
3-14-1.
Yeah, that's not good. So I don't know about them covering, but there's just something about the talent factor. There's something about having a team. And look, I guess I could see this going either way of a team just collapsing in on itself and quitting because of all the turmoil that's going on and all the pressure that builds up. I mean, this is kind of, to a certain extent, USC's season. If they lose this game, there's a chance their head coach gets fired. You were in a tailspin because you just got your butt whooped by Texas the week before, and you couldn't move the ball against Stanford the week prior to that. Everything in my mind is kind of pointing me towards Washington State in that regard, which makes me want to go USC. I think the masses sometimes can be asses. A lot of people love the Cougs in this game, but USC has a talent advantage in my mind. They don't have the coaching advantage. I think JT Daniels continues to get better because he is an 18-year-old freshman every single week, and his numbers weren't awful last week at Texas. He just didn't do enough necessarily to win him the game. I think he can tonight. I'm going to take USC at home. I'm not confident in that pick, but give me the Trojans at home. We'll go to Corvallis next. Oregon State fresh off the terribly disappointing loss at Nevada. Heartbreaker there, missed a field goal. They're at home against Arizona, a team that has looked awful. Oregon State, Arizona in Corvallis.
This is a really tough game for me. Even on the spot right now, I continue to just mentally go back and forth. Oh, Khalil Tate destroys them defensively. I can see that. Oregon State, ramps it up. Chainsaws roaring. Three and outs. Oregon State scores. I'm taking Arizona, and I'm not happy about it, but I think it's a super close game.
I'm going to take the Beavs. I think Arizona's defensive front is just as atrocious at times as the Beavers have demonstrated.
That defense is not good.
And I think if we buy into what Doc told us earlier, he thinks both Trayvon Bradford and Noah Tongeai are going to get on the field to go with what we saw from Hodges and Hernandez last week.
Is it Tongeai?
It's pronounced Tongeai. I know there's not an N in there, but the official phonetic spelling is Tongeai.
Because I had a couple people tweeting me. It was like, can you tell Swag to stop saying Tongeai?
No.
And then Parker said it.
Yeah. If you go to the Oregon State Press Media Guide where they phonetically spell it for you, yes, there's an N in there.
Okay. With the Beavs.
So, yeah, like I said, it might get up there. It might be dicey. It might be 42-40.
So you're taking the over?
But I would take the over in this. The offenses are much more powered than the defenses in this game.
The over's at 75, I think.
Ooh, that's a big over.
It's a big over.
That is a high number.
But if it's what he said, that's at 80.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all if this one's 40-something. Yeah. I will take Arizona as well. There is not much confidence in this pick. It's the weird part about the Pac-12 this week, and I can see three of these four games going either way. It's the same to me as the USC one. Their backs are against the wall. This is kind of their season. If they start 1-3, what a terrible year. Khalil Tate has to get out and run. That's my one kind of asterisk I'll put on the pick. If Oregon State is able to contain him to the pocket like he has been the last 3 weeks, then I think Oregon State can win this game and win it handily, because I don't trust the Arizona passing offense at all. But Khalil Tate needs to figure something out, because he has not been good through 3 weeks of this season. And I think he puts the pressure on himself. The offense realizes it. They're just better with him scrambling around. And as long as those ankles are healthy, which we don't know, as long as they are, I don't see how Oregon State's defense can stop him from running.
God, I hope they win, though. I hope I'm wrong on this pick. I really do.
Yeah, it'd be a huge win for Oregon State, no doubt about it. But I will take Arizona. So you taking them to cover the spread then? I think it's 5.
Yeah, it's 6.5 right
six
now.
6.5?
Yeah, yeah, I think this is a field goal game.
Okay, last one, big game of the weekend. Game day in Eugene, 5 o'clock, ABC, Oregon 3-0, Stanford 3-0, number 7 versus number 20, Cardinal and Duck.
Another good game and another tough one to predict. I'm going to go with the team I think has more advantages on every side of the ball, offense, defense, special teams. I am going to go with Stanford here and trust David Shaw and the Cardinal to go into Eugene and get a road win.
I like the upset here. I think there's a lot. We heard earlier in the week, there's a lot of uncertainty about the health of the offensive line. There's also, they've got some key linebackers who are not going to play as well. I think they're thin. I think the Ducks will be able to take advantage of their speed. I think it's going to be huge for Jordan Scott if he can eat up two or three blockers and let the athletic guys and the speed of Jelks and Hollins and Dye run to Bryce Love. Bryce Love's not a bruiser like we've seen from previous runners that just beat you up over the course of a game. I think they can get him on the ground and force them to be one-dimensional, and I think the Ducks pull one out late.
Okay. I, too, am going to go with Oregon in this game. A lot of the reasons Swigard listed, the injury bug has bit Stanford more than it has Oregon. Oregon is relatively healthy outside of the Cam McCormick injury. Their offensive linemen that went down last week are good to go. Everybody that seemingly might have been hurt last week, Lamar Winston, he's back. So Oregon's healthy. They're ready to go. I think they're relatively fresh because of their non-conference schedule. They haven't played anybody yet, so they haven't really gotten beat up. And the main reason I'm picking Oregon, though, it's because of one guy, and it's Justin Herbert. I think he has the game we've all been waiting to see. He finally gets to a chance to beat a top-10 team at home. They have the home field advantage. I think Autzen will be the Autzen of old. It's going to be a loud, tough place to play for Stanford. Because of all those reasons, I will take Oregon to get the win at home against Stanford. So Sprague's going Huskies, Cougs, Arizona, and Stanford. Swag's going Huskies, Trojans, Beavers, and Ducks. And I'm going Huskies, Trojans, Arizona, and Oregon. Boom.
You're not going to pick against your team once this year, will you?
No. No, I will not.
I commend you on that.
Got to stay true to the blue.
Well.
Or the green. Green,
yeah,
yellow,
yes.
Blue could be one of their colors at this point. They did wear blue against the Huskies 2 years ago.
You're right. I'm flipping my pick. Arizona State, Oregon State.
You flipping it?
Oregon State.
Flip it. Right. Thank you.
You're right.
Come
what
on.
Am I doing?
You can't pick against your team.
I think they're keeping it close.
There's
I'm picking
one rolling picks. You
I
can't
know.
Pick against
I know.
Your team.
You're right. I'm
Let's
an idiot.
Go.
I'm an idiot.
There you go. I like it. All right. Well, spring line, bottom of the hour. Some final thoughts on the Oregon and Oregon State game. How do you think these ones play out in Corvallis and Eugene tomorrow? Read some of your thoughts. The Bet You Today text line 55305 next on the Fan. Welcome back in, 221. We got some good Sprague and the Line sponsors coming in.
Do we?
Yeah.
Tiger's in fuego right now.
Yeah, he's on fire. Where's he at? What's his number at?
He was at 8-under going
eight
into
under?
This hole.
Does that put him in the lead?
It is. He's in the lead, yes.
In the lead.
Yeah.
I think two-shot lead right now over Justin Rose.
Two-shot lead.
But he needs Rose to drop further to win the FedEx Cup.
Oh, okay.
Wait, he wins the FedEx Cup?
Yeah, Tiger was like 20. He was 20th coming in. Justin Rose was second. So if any of the top five guys in the FedEx Cup points race win the Tour Championship coming in, they obviously win the whole thing. But Tiger's got a.
So if Tiger wins the Tour Championship and Rose doesn't finish there, he wins the FedEx Cup.
He needs Rose to, I think, be in like a tie for third or worse or something like that.
This is the Tour Championship. It all comes down to this.
I thought it was like NASCAR, though. It's a point system.
It is.
It is.
And then this one's
That's
just
for the FedEx
weighted.
Cup. He would win the Tour Championship. Tour Championship's the name of this particular tournament.
Yes.
So he'll get a nice hefty paycheck for that. But then to win the $10 million for the FedEx Cup, he needs Rose to suck some more.
But that's possible, though.
It's very possible, yes.
Boy, that'd be a hell of a year.
How about that, huh?
Contending in majors, winning the FedEx Cup, and then the Tour Championship.
Yeah. So he's on fire right now. Let me ask you a really cliche question. By the way, we'll spring the line coming up in 8 minutes. What would wins mean this weekend for Oregon and Oregon State?
I think it's pretty simple. I think a win in Eugene means everything for what Marcus Arroyo is building and trying to build for the future. Mario Cristobal, yeah. What did I say?
Marcus Arroyo.
Sorry.
He's helping to build, though. He's got a hand in it.
Right. I think it means everything. You win this game, and you're winning it on a national stage. Boom. There's more recruiting for you. You're beating a top-tier team in your conference at least the last 8 years in Stanford. There's another notch on the old belt. And I think it sells fans even more on what your program can become. Oregon is wanting to obviously get back at that level they were when Chip Kelly was there, winning the Pac-12, contending every year, and never leaving any doubt. You beat Stanford this weekend, and I don't think people are going to suddenly tell you Stanford sucks. I think people are more going to walk away and go, Oregon is really impressive, and they did this, that, and the other thing really well tonight. And it's something you build on going into Cal, and it's something you build on even more in 3 weeks when UW comes to your stadium. So I think in the immediate future, the now, I think it means a ton for Mario Cristobal for what he wants to build.
Yeah, I go back to, I mean, the recruiting is obviously the lifeblood of programs. And right now, to a certain extent, this coaching staff, similar to what they're doing at Oregon State, you're selling a blank canvas because we don't know where Mario Cristobal is going to take this team. You can see that the framework's there and the hype and the expectations back a little bit, but you haven't seen necessarily the proof yet. And they're recruiting at a pretty good level. With that being said, without having much to actually point to in terms of success the last couple of years, a 4-1 season, a 7-1 season, and then they didn't play anybody in non-conference. I think wins like this for both teams help recruiting so much. I mean, Oregon is hosting a ton of big-time guys this weekend. I know that. It's a major game for them. And the same thing goes for Oregon State. I just think you have coaches that have clearly been able to resonate with kids that they're recruiting. They've been able to have an impact in terms of trying to build that stable back up to where they need to be. But when you get wins like this to have the proof to point to kids, it's huge for both of them. And look, they're at a different recruiting level right now, but that's how they're both trying to go about this as first-year head coaches. And I think for both of them to be able to get major wins at home, both of them have a chance to win this game. Whether you like Stanford or Oregon, you can at least see a scenario in which Oregon wins. And the same thing goes in Oregon State and Arizona. I think just in terms of recruiting, that would be huge for both of them.
Well, on the Beavs front, too, I would just add Mario Cristobal and what I mentioned, how important it is for him. For Jonathan Smith, this is about life. This is breathing life back into a program.
It is.
That basically got strangled last year and left for dead by their head coach when he decided to up and quit because he couldn't handle the mental rigors of being a head coach in college football at a program like OSU. You win this game, and Arizona being crappy or not, that doesn't matter to me. It matters that you win a conference game, and it matters that your team starts believing in the direction in which you're taking them. You know, he clearly doesn't have the quarterback, I believe, that he wants for the future. Maybe he's got that in Jebbia, and we'll find out next year. But, man, if you can get a conference win, especially coming off such a heartbreaking loss at Nevada, you're breathing life right back into that program. And don't kid yourself either. If you think Beaver fan, and I'll be really interested to see what the pictures look like because I won't be able to make this game.
Right.
What the attendance is. I think there's going to be more people than they expect because of the Jonathan Smith factor.
There's a buzz back around.
Arizona's kind of terrible. There's a chance here. You win this game and you're going to get Beaver Nation that much more fired up. They are looking and begging for any reason to start caring about football again, which is something they haven't had in almost 4 years, if we're being completely honest. And you can give that to them this weekend with a win over Arizona. It still will be a long season. You will still have some bad losses, but beating a conference foe, something you haven't done since 16, you're breathing life right back into that program.
Really would. Big weekends for both Oregon and Oregon State. I love weekends like this because I know Monday's going to be a ton of fun either way. We'll give some final thoughts on those games, answer the poll questions to close out the show. We also have some potential Earl Thomas news I want to give you to close out the show as well, and then we'll get you all set for the weekend. But let's win some money, huh? Sprague in the line.
Let's
Our
go,
boy
baby.
Kevin Todd on the other side. We'll see if we can pick some winners for the weekend. We'll do it next. Get your fake sponsors into 55305, and we'll read them.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Hey, Sprague in the line, brought to you by Hugh Jackson. Only one other man celebrates being 2-32-1, and that's Sprague. Sprague in the line, brought to you by being colorblind. You don't need to see what color your money is because you won't have any. Sprague in the line, brought to you by Imodium AD. Are you suffering from uneasy feelings in your bowels after betting Sprague's picks? You may have Brown's fever. There is no cure.
Oh, baby.
Sprague in the line, brought to you by Myers Leonard Clothing Line. When you want to waste money like Paul Allen, give it to Myers.
No, I'm not a bro.
Sprague in the line, brought to you by Myers Leonard Clothing Brand. Just like our namesake, you'll overpay for our product.
Boy, Myers is taking it today.
He is, yeah. Sprague in the line, brought to you by Marcus Mariota's numb hand. He no longer has to sit on it to do the stranger. He just has to remove dirts.
Whoa. Probably shouldn't have read that one.
That's above board for
sure.
Right.
Tell people Google.
Don't Google. Sprague in the line, brought to you by colorblindness. Even colorblind Kyle has no problem seeing that these picks suck. All right, let's get to it, huh?
Colorblind Kyle.
Colorblind Kyle for the win, man. He's the guy of the week. Let's get to it. Kevin Todd, 1-800-220-6262 at Kevin Todd Sports. Of course, the sportsbrokers.com. Last week, we had Sprager at a 1-1-1 and a Kevin Todd at an 0-3. The season standing, Sprague is 4-4-1. Kevin Todd is 2-7. What's happening, KT?
Listen, last week when I came on the show, first of all, I gave out Boise plus 3. They ended up going minus 3, so we beat the line there. Houston went at plus 1. They ended up being a minus 1, so I beat the line there. Philly just laid an egg, laying the 3 points on the road. Who thought that the quarterback, Fitzpatrick, 2 touchdowns for 75 yards for 14 points? Listen, you know, the one thing I am learning, guys, is that these small conferences, when they have the chance to step up and try to win a big game, they still lose to these major conferences. Now they're going to go back to the small conferences and beat up on their teams and think they're good. Because if Boise won that game, they run the table, and I guarantee you they would have had a chance to be in the playoffs.
Quick question for you. What do you mean they beat the line? Because plus 3 or minus 3, they got blown out.
Oh, you're right. The game still has to be played, but I'm saying I gave the game out of plus 3. By game time, they went to minus 3.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I beat the line. I got a good line of that game, and then the game moved to my favorite.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Brandon, I got a question for you. You texted me today and said you heard me on a competitive station, correct?
I did, yeah.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
What are you doing listening to a competitive station?
Well, it was late at night. There was football going on.
Okay.
We don't have all the football games.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye
on it. It is what it is. I'm a sports fan.
All right. I just got to, you know, I'm just letting you, you know.
Are you mad that I heard your commercial? Like,
no, I'm just saying you have no loyalty to the people you work for.
Oh, get out of here. I'm loyal to the soil, baby. I just was blown away because I was looking for something, and all of a sudden I heard, Kevin Todd. He's the better's better. Kevin Todd. I'm like, whoa.
You got explosives in your commercials?
Whoa, yeah, that's dude, you should hear this commercial. It's
fireworks,
amazing.
Baby.
It's amazing.
That's kick ass.
He's got
man.
The voice, like the monster truck voice
right,
guy.
Right.
Kid seats just $5.
The guy who does my commercials, to be honest, is the guy who does the commercials for CNN.
Oh. Well, he's got a lot more enthusiasm and energy in your commercial than he does on CNN.
Yeah, right?
This is Kevin Todd. All right, let's get to the picks. Sprague, you won last week, so the table is yours. Where is pick number one?
You know, I'm actually, I want to throw something out here because I'm possibly going to go 0-3 this weekend, and I'm very well aware of it. I just want to throw one quick, this is not the pick. Army plus the 31 is one to look at, and there's an article about why it makes sense. That's not my pick. My pick is actually going to start, I'm going to go to Eugene, Oregon. Primetime game, you'll hear it here on the fan. Stanford right now is a minus 2.5 favorite over the Oregon Ducks. I like the Cardinal here. I've talked about it all day. I've talked about it all week. Justin Herbert is an amazing football player. I get Oregon has the better defensive line, but I think Stanford overall has the better running game, better wide receivers, the overall better defense, and I think as of now, slightly better coach. Not even slightly. The better coach because he's proven it. I think this is a close football game.
but I like that they're making it a field goal game. So I will take Stanford minus the 2.5.
Okay, Stanford minus 2.5. Kevin, where are we going with pick number one?
Well, I'm not
going
to gain any week on him because I happen to agree with him. Listen, I watched Oregon play last week. Yeah, they put up a lot of points against San Jose, but remember, San Jose put up 22 points against Oregon. Not only that, San Jose outscored Oregon 16-14 in the second half. I don't trust that team. Stanford is 21-8-1 against the spread their last 30 games following an ATS loss. They didn't cover last game. Oregon Ducks, 8-21 against the spread their last 30 games overall. Stanford's the better team here. They're making them the favorite overall, especially in a hostile place. You figure home field advantage would be at least 3 to 4 points, and they're still making Stanford the favorite. I'm going to agree. I'm going to lay the 2 here.
Okay, there you go. You're both picking the same game. I like it. We got Kevin Todd on the line at Kevin Todd Sports, 100-220-6262, thesportsbrokers.com. Sprague, pick number 2.
I'm going to go to the National Football League. This is part of a parlay play that we have, but I really like it. The number right now on the consensus, not a huge fan of this number in general, but overall I'm going to trust my instincts here. It's the Sunday night football game this week. Detroit had quite the fight to come back against San Francisco. They fell short, but they were down at 1.30-13 before cutting that and making that interesting. But the Lions are just not very good. They might get better throughout the year, but right now they're not very good. I think New England is substantially better. The Pats, coming off a bad performance, in my opinion, would look to have a bounce back game. And Matt Patricia facing Bill Belichick does not leave me confident. Belichick is 11-4. When he faces his former assistants, I think it goes to 12-4. Give me the Pats minus 7 to run away from the Lions on Sunday Night Football. And I'm going to stick with my 1080 the fan pick challenge score, 37-27.
Okay. Taking them by a touchdown. I like it. Pats on the road. KT, where's pick number 2?
There's another stat. I don't think New England has lost back-to-back games in over 9 years.
Wow. There you go. Boom.
For my second pick, I'm going to go to the NFL. Listen, I think Miami Dolphins, they're a fraud 2-0 team. If you watch the Raiders play, they blew that game in the last second. I don't know what Gruden was thinking going for it on fourth down. They're catching 3 points in Miami. When I went back and I looked, you know, Miami is 4-22 against the spread their last 26 games after allowing more than 250 yards passing in their previous games. They're also 16-45-3 against the spread when they play a losing team at home. The Raiders are 6-1-1 their last 8 games in week 3 in the NFL. Oakland plus 3 wins the game outright.
Oh, I like that pick. I took Oakland this weekend, too. I'm liking it.
Can't
Raiders.
Bet against your hometown Finns, Kevin Todd. Can't do that.
I'm a Jet fan.
Yeah, I'm a Jet fan. Oh, last night was brutal.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeesh. Listen, you know, when you prepare for one quarterback and then you don't see any tape on another quarterback. The turnovers. Listen, I could go into it all day. The Jets beat themselves.
All right. That's right. Where's pick number 3 for you?
I wanted to make this as specific to the region as possible, so I threw this in my Sprague and the Line picks. Again, well aware I could go 0-3, but what the hell? Let's do it. I'm going to Corvallis, Oregon.
Ooh, let's go.
Where my Beavs are taking on the Arizona Wildcats. This right now is Arizona minus 6.5. I know Oregon State's banged up. I know their defense is Jekyll and Hyde. The offense was kind of weird last weekend. I think Blount being out there, Jonathan Smith's going to have the right game plan. I think Trevon Bradford is going to play. And I think you pair that with what Isaiah Hodgins has done the last 2 weeks. Oregon State will be ready to expose a weak defense by Arizona. Arizona may win this ball game, but I'll take my Beavs plus the 6.5 to keep this baby
Beavs
close.
Beavs plus 6.5. All right, Kevin, where are we going with the last pick today?
Well, you do know that Arizona has had 2 weeks to prepare for this after getting spanked at Houston, correct?
Well, they played Southern Utah, but yeah, I see your point.
Well,
yeah.
That's a nothing. That's like a high school team.
Right.
So for my last pick here, listen, I'm going to lay some huge wood.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
I'm taking Georgia on the road minus the 14 against Missouri. Now, I watched Missouri play last week. I believe they played on the road at Purdue. Mm-hmm. They had a chance to really win that game handily, especially playing with revenge, because if you remember last year, they got smoked, I think, 45-3. And I watched this Georgia team play, and I watched them play against South Carolina. I actually thought South Carolina, plus the 10, if I think I put that on the air, was going to be my upset special of the week. Mm-hmm. Boy, was I wrong about that. They really came into the game and pretty much laid the smack down on them. Let me give you these stats that I have here for you for a second. Let me just pull them up. I had them and I lost them. Oh, here we go. Georgia, 7-1 against the spread the last 8 games overall. They're 4-0 against the spread their last 4 conference games. 5-0 against the spread their last 5 games versus a team with a winning record. I think Missouri does not know what they're in for. Georgia's going to give them everything and prove to them that they're not that good. I'm laying the 14 here with Georgia.
There you go.
Okay.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
I like that. We got a big. We got a new drop.
Did I save that? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, we saved it. We got both. We got this one.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
And then you came on like the next week and said,
I never lay big wood. Oh my God.
You just gave us a new one,
like,
man.
In true degenerate form, you said, I never lay big wood. And then the next week you're like, today I'm laying the big wood. Like,
okay. I have to. I watch this team play.
Yeah, they're good. They're freaking good.
Here's your recap, all right? We got Sprague. He's going with Stanford -2.5 at Oregon, the Pats -7 at Detroit, and then the Beavers +6.5 against Arizona. And then Kevin,
Brandon, you want to make a little side wager?
Ooh. Oh, what's the side wager? What are we doing? What's going on?
I like Arizona. You like your team, Oregon State.
I do.
-6.5, correct?
Yes.
What would you like to wager?
Well, I think with you, you're automatically going to go to shave my head.
No.
Listen.
Okay.
If you guys remember, didn't I send you guys stone crabs last time?
You did. Yes, you did. Well, yeah.
Did you guys eat it with the pie and everything?
Absolutely.
The whole thing.
I still have the T-shirt.
I'll be willing to send you guys another dinner for two so the three of you could split it. What can you do for me? Do you have good vodka up there?
Yeah, we got, you know what? We got good tequila. You like tequila?
No, I don't like to kill you.
All right.
We'll find some vodka
for you. We'll do a vodka. We'll find a really good one, okay?
Find a good one.
Okay.
All right. A fifth of vodka. How's that sound?
Are we doing the points or are you going straight up here?
No. Listen, I'll make it fair. I'll do the points because they're definitely going to win straight up.
Oh, wow. I like it.
Okay. Don't disrespect my alma mater.
There's your side
here.
Bet. Crab for Arizona.
Joe Stone crab.
Boom.
For a nice bottle of vodka for my Moscow mules.
I like it. So KT's taking the Stanford -2.5, the Raiders +3 in Miami, and then Georgia laying the Big Wood -14 at Missouri. You can find him, Kevin Todd Sports, on Twitter, thesportsbrokers.com, 1-800-220-6262. As always, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it, guys. I'll text you tomorrow, Brandon.
Okay.
Get the trash talk going. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Take care, guys.
There you go. Kevin Todd every single Friday for Sprague in the Line.
Whose picks do you like more?
I love your Pats pick.
Okay.
I'm obviously not in love with your Oregon pick.
Oh, I know.
I don't know. The Oregon State game, I don't know. I would have not have touched that game with a 10-foot pole.
I honestly only did it because I wanted to kind of keep it local, 2 big games.
I love his Raiders pick, and I don't like his Missouri-Georgia pick.
Don't love the Raider pick.
You don't love the Raider pick? Yeah.
The Dolphins, I pick them to be maybe the surprise team. I think they're going to be a really weird team. They win this game by 1.
They find a way, yeah.
They win this game by 7. 10.
Yeah. My lock of the week, by the way, in the NFL is Packers in Washington.
This is your lock of the lifetime. We should tell the folks. I know we're way against
it. Okay, we'll give you our 5-team parlay last week. My lock hit last week. My Huskies lock and my Rams. Those are easy locks.
What is everybody else's lock of the week? I kind of want to know where the other
where's your lock of the week? 55305. We'll have some final thoughts on the weekend, get you all set, answer the poll questions, and give you our 5-team parlay for the weekend. Close up the show on the week next on The Fan. Good hot route.
Rebecca. Kill.
So last week we had our 17 parlay. We went 4-3. Should have been 5-2. Damn it, Lions.
That
Niners.
Is 7-9.
Look.
Bull.
Well, you know, it's four and three BS, Jeff. Okay.
BS. Betting's fun because like Joe Fisher just became a better.
He's a degenerate because of us.
He lays a 17 baseball parlay. Comes in the next day.
He bragged about it.
And bragged about his parlay. He didn't win.
No, he lost.
He went 6-1. He's like, oh, but I got 6 out of 7. I'm like, did you win money?
You lost your money.
You lost your money.
You play to win the game.
Doesn't matter if you came close. Doesn't matter at all. You don't get money for that.
So here's our parlay this weekend. We did it differently this week. We got 5 different picks, and these all come from 5 different people. So it's you, me, Tubbs Ludwig, Kyle Knepper, and Buck from Dusty and Cam.
So what we did was instead of like coming to a group think on picks,
and we just picked one.
We each had one pick we liked the most.
Yeah.
We trusted each other. We put it in a parlay.
So Tubbs Ludwig took Arizona State plus the 18 at Washington.
I think it's plus 18 and a half.
Is that what we got? I'm just reading your text
here.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Knepper, lovely man, took Vanderbilt plus the 3 against South Carolina.
He knows nothing about either team. He just said they played well at Notre Dame. That was what he went with.
Yep.
And he might be the best one.
Yep. You bought a half of a point, and we took the Pats minus the 6.5.
I did, because the five-person parlay, you do lose a little money from buying a half point, but it ensures that they just need to win by a touchdown, which I think they will.
Yeah, it's a 7-point spread. We felt a little more comfortable at 6.5. Yeah. I took the Packers minus 3.5 at Washington.
You are super confident Green Bay is going to roll them.
Hey, you guys were concerned about my Husky at Utah pick all last week. That did not falter. My Husky Utah pick was a lock, baby. You kidding me?
No, you're right. I mean, you're riding a heater right now.
Riding a heater. Give me the Packers minus 3.5. And then Buck took TCU minus 4 against Texas.
Controversial pick. Phil Steele says no, Texas will win this outright.
That he did. So there's our five team parlay.
I do want to throw one in, and I'm ashamed that I didn't throw it into that five teamer. I really did read an article on SB Nation that when schools play service academies, if you date back to 1998, I believe is what the article said, and you just played the service academy in every underdog situation where 20 points or more, they're the underdog, you would have won 75% of the time.
Ooh.
So this weekend, they take on Oklahoma in Norman. Oklahoma kind of gutted it out against Iowa State last weekend.
It was a close game.
This is a 31-point spread.
Taking the Army.
And I know Oklahoma's going to win and probably win comfortably, but the quotes in this story are kind of eye-opening. Like, Jim Tressel's in it, James Franklin's in it, and the Michigan offensive linemen are in it. And all three basically are like, they're service academies. It's hard to get up and get super excited, because usually with an opponent you go, yeah, let's effing smash them. Before the game, you see them as Army, Navy, Air Force, whatever.
Right,
and
right.
You kind of are just like, those are really honorable men. Those guys are sacrificing.
Yeah,
they're willing to do it.
You don't run up the score
on
them.
No, it's a respect factor. So look, they may cover this of 31, but I just want everybody to notice it. Look at that score this weekend. And I'm going to be curious to see, does Oklahoma just win by 28, call off the dogs, and call it good?
It's going to be a fun weekend. That much I know.
Swag, which one did you, which pick did you hate the most? Because you were in it last week with us. You're not in it this week.
I don't know. I think Washington might open up a can on Arizona State.
Yeah.
I know 18 and a half points, but I could see that getting out of hand.
This is what I said. I can see Arizona State covering, but I could also see 35-10 as the final.
Arizona State had difficult scoring points against lesser opponents.
Not necessarily even scoring points. They couldn't move the ball against San Diego
Not
State.
Not till
in the
super
second
late.
Half. Yeah. 51% of you say Stanford wins. 60% of you say Oregon State wins.
By the way, somebody says Joe's the brag about talking about the hot chick or taking the hot chick to his high school prom, but didn't hook up with her guy.
Couldn't close a deal. You got to close a deal, Joe. Got to close a deal. Hey, Ducks pregame show with me and Anthony Newman going to be on at 1 o'clock tomorrow down in Eugene. Sprague's going to be here till like 4 a.m. hosting the postgame show. He's going all night. Sports
Wait
Center.
Till the California game.
Sports Center all night with Sprague tomorrow. Talking Ducks and Cardinal. It's going to be fun. We'll talk to you Monday at noon. Number one is next. Have a great weekend, everybody. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.